August 26th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Are you ever disturbed? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, John 14:27. There are times when our peace is based upon ignorance, but when we awaken to the facts of life, inner peace is impossible unless it is received from Jesus. When our Lord speaks peace, he makes peace. His words are ever spirit and life. Have I ever received what Jesus speaks? Quote, my peace I give unto you, end quote. It is a peace which comes from looking into his face and realizing his undisturbedness. Are you painfully disturbed just now, distracted by the waves and billows of God's providential permission, and having, as it were, turned over the boulders of your belief? Are you still finding no well of peace or joy or comfort? Is all barren? Then look up and receive the undisturbedness of our Lord Jesus. Reflected peace is the proof that you are right with God because you are at liberty to turn your mind to him. If you are not right with God, you can never turn your mind anywhere but on yourself. If you allow anything to hide the face of Jesus Christ from you, you are either disturbed or you have a false security. Are you looking unto Jesus now in the immediate matter that is pressing and receiving from him peace? If so, he will be a gracious benediction of peace in and through you. But if you try to worry it out, you obliterate him and deserve all you get. We get disturbed because we have not been considering him. When one confers with Jesus Christ, the perplexity goes, because he has no perplexity, and our only concern is to abide in him. Lay it all out before him, in the face of difficulty, bereavement, and sorrow, and hear him say, let not your heart be troubled. This is the end of Oswald's text. Sometimes we mistake a peace that we possess because of not realizing the severity of a circumstance or a situation as peace from God. But when we know all the facts and how desperate the situation really is, that kind of peace dissipates rapidly. The only lasting, enduring peace, the only peace that can pass understanding and actually be ours in a time of excessive stress, trial, tribulation, or struggle, is peace which comes not from within ourselves, but comes only from God himself through the person of Jesus Christ. So as you face each new trial and difficulty that comes your way, and they certainly will come, they will be the test of your dependency or lack thereof on the person of Jesus Christ. If you are depending fully on him and looking to him to actually see you through or navigate the circumstance for you, you can have his peace because he is in control instead of yourself. The largest block to personal peace is self-focus, self-centeredness, selfishness, and pride. All of those kind of sum up the essence of a human vessel and the nature of human nature. If I truly want to experience peace, it is available to me and to anyone who wants it by simply learning to cast my entire care, my entire trust upon Jesus Christ, because I know that he cares enough about me to do the best for me in every circumstance. And because he is God, he can certainly handle anything that happens down here in the earth. Trust him fully. Learn to just lean on him and trust his heart that he will only ever always do that which is in your best interest.